Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
For more than 60 years, AARP has focused on upending negative aging stereotypes, developing products and services, and widening opportunities at every age. We have been serving our members and society as a whole by creating positive social change through advocacy and information. The nearly 38 million members of AARP stand for generations and reflect a wide variety of attitudes, cultures, and lifestyles. Each day, we build on our history of solutions to fight for and equip each individual to live their best life. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. That's right, welcome to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And welcome. This is our July 4th show. Even though July 4th was yesterday, we're doing our show today. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And we're live in Spectrum Power Studios, powered by Spectrum. Before we get started, let me introduce you all the players today. Right now, let me introduce our co-host, Lynn Golder. Lynn, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our annual July 4th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad that you're with us.
Yes, and this is July 5th. And let me introduce you to our other co-host, my buddy, Gary Sinclair. Gary Sinclair, are you there, Gary?
I most certainly am, and I'm out here by the pool. It's beautiful, beautiful weather. It is so nice out tonight.
Well, we're all
and
home.
Happy Fourth, everybody.
We're all home in around Orlando. And let me introduce you to Chris Shore. He's in our studio. He's in charge of the studio. He's on our radio studio in Eustis.
In Eustis.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was wrong.
I like that. That's pretty amazing. I'm all the way in Eustis. Well, you know, I'm kind of everywhere, so yeah. I get it.
In Ocoee, Florida. Our studio's in Ocoee, Florida. Chris Shore, you there?
You already know, in Eustis and Ocoee.
Okay, Ocoee, Florida.
And you had a good day yesterday, Chris.
All is well. I can't complain one iota of a bit. How was your day today?
And folks, if you'd like to call into the Blind Beyond Radio Show, and if you, those people that are questioning, what is this? What kind of show is this? Well, let's just say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. And the phone number to call in, if you'd like to call in, because this is a talk show. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Oh, in about 15 minutes, you're going to hear some folks from the Midwest and the West Coast talking about, well, it's called Grilling and Chilling. That's right. That's our show for later. We'll start it off in about 15 minutes, Grilling and Chilling. That's right. Lynn?
Yeah, I had a few shout-outs. I know we have a ton more listeners tonight, and I'd like just to give a few. I'd like to give a shout-out to Karen and Lori and Michael, Sandy, Linda, and Buddy. And Buddy, I know you like to do charcoal grilling, so hope you call in maybe to ask a few questions or make a few suggestions after we come back from the break. And when we do come back from the break, by the way, we will be talking. I thought they're both from California, Michael. Is one from the Midwest? Well, we'll find out when they call in. We'll be talking to Larry Bunn and Paul Gray, and they are the experts in barbecue grilling. They are the team. Gary, do you have any shout-outs?
Just that one. Let's say shout out to CB Pete. I think he's listening tonight.
Oh, okay. Hello, Peter, if you're listening. That's Peter from Sanford, Florida.
That's Peter from Sanford, Florida.
Oh, I shouldn't say his age.
Don't say his age.
He's very young for his age.
Young man from Sanford, Florida.
Yes.
And for those folks like to call in, this is a talk show, if you don't know it. Thank you for having us in your home or in your cars. Mm-hmm. For those people listening in your car, you can still call in when you pull over. You can call in after you stop and pull over. You can call in. Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's the phone number, 407-894-1680. You know what? Anybody listening in the phone in your car, love to hear from you. Why don't you give us a call? Love to hear from anybody listening in the car. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Wherever you are in the country, call us if you're in the car. If that's after you pull over, or if you have Bluetooth, you can call us.
Listen to Michael, Gary. He knows about Bluetooth.
What do you think? I don't know about Bluetooth.
So, Chris, what did you do yesterday, Chris? I think Chris disappeared.
He's on the line, fellas.
So, Gary Sinclair, what do you have to say for yourself, young man?
Well, I'll tell you what, I sat here last night and enjoyed all these fireworks. If other people in the other states besides Florida, they said on the news the night before that the sales of fireworks was tremendous because there was no city or county or anybody doing fireworks. So everybody was buying them for home.
Yeah, Gary, you wouldn't believe it. On every corner, there are tens of people selling fireworks.
Yep. And, I mean, they blew them off to almost midnight last night, just pounding and pounding and pounding. So I know everybody had a good time. In fact, I just mentioned to Michael that it was funny. Like I said, all counties and states and all that the places due to fireworks, they didn't have it except for Eustis, Florida did. That oops, uh-oh, here goes. Next thing, hey, did you hear that?
No.
I don't hear it.
Oh, my God. He blew off one again. He's starting up tonight again. So, yeah, Michael's town was the only town that had fireworks, and they told people they wanted to come and watch but stay in your cars
because of the pandemic. The biggest problem is
the dogs get so afraid of the fireworks.
We have one dog that runs in the closet. The minute you hear
that dog goes in the closet for thunderstorms.
Yeah. Most of the 24 hours, she was been in the in our closet.
Well, who taught the dog to go to into a closet?
That's what I'm wondering.
She did it by herself.
I don't know. I guess our dog.
Somebody's been in a closet.
That's where she feels safe.
That's funny. Well, I guess some dogs, they crawl under bed, so she likes the closet.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, you don't, now you can't answer this question, but maybe some out there who is I don't mean visually impaired. Somebody who's blind. So someone calling, I would like to know this answer, because I thought about last night. Now, Gary, he was sighted at one time. I was sighted at one time, so that doesn't count. I would like to know, somebody born blind, never could see, how did you find out what a dog looked like? Because if you've never saw a dog, how do you visualize what a dog looks like if you've never visualized a dog? If you can call in, I would love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. I'm not trying to be a wise guy. I'm asking for something because I can't say that because Gary can't say that because at one time he was sighted, so he knows when he was a lot of part of his young life, Gary was sighted, so he knows what a dog looks like.
Let's save that for after our grilling team. The people can call and talk about
it. Anyway, during the show, I would like to hear if anybody who is blind, you have to be blind, have to be born blind to know what my answer is, because I would like to know, if you were born blind, how do you know what a dog looks like? Did someone tell you? How did they describe it? I'd like to know if you ever heard of someone told you what a dog looked like.
And Gary, Michael and I were talking about that off the air, and I said that Patty once drew me a picture, and I still have it, with raised dots, and she met Miss Green at your house.
But I never asked Patty when she was alive. Yeah, but I never asked Patty when she was alive, how did she know what a dog looked like?
Because she felt Miss Green. She felt her ears and her big belly and everything.
Yeah, it's touch. Everyone's a touch.
Yeah.
Oh, but one of my pictures.
Looks like our other guest is in the waiting room, so when we come back from the break, it's going to be grilling and make us hungry.
Well, it's time to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we are live from Orlando, Florida. Don't go away. And by the way, before you go away.
I thought you don't want them to go away.
No, I don't want them to go away, but they have to go away because we're going to break. That's why they have got to go away. But I don't want you to go away. If you heard what I just say, don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.com. www.blindandbeyond.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Keystone Vocational Services is one of the fastest growing nonprofit organizations dedicated to empowering, educating, and employing individuals with vision loss and other disabilities. Keystone currently has career opportunities for individuals who are legally blind to work in a federal mailroom in Pennsylvania. The agency provides relocation, housing, and services assistance. Employees and clients also can take advantage of the many great comprehensive services they offer. Services include transportation, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, support groups, skills classes, low vision exams, and access technology evaluations. Call 724-734-5069 or go online to www.keystoneblind.org. Keystone is an equal opportunity employer.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do. If you have that finger, hope you can dial it. 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that again. 407-894-1680. And by the way, don't forget, if you're over 50, who some of you are, if you're over 50, I hope you belong to AARP. If you don't, well, you can join now. Join now. It's only $12 a year. AARP, that's an organization where 38 million people belong and watch our backs that are senior citizens. That's not a political organization. It's all for senior citizens. They watch our back, senior citizens. And don't forget, they got great, and I mean great discounts, whether you go to restaurants or hotels, car rentals, those folks who can rent cars. 407-894-1680 is the name of the phone number to call in. Blind and Beyond Radio Show is the name. And by the way, Lynn, you are up.
Okay, well, this is really going to be a lot of fun. All the fellas are going to be having fun comparing notes. So on our Zoom show tonight, from all over the country, we're going to introduce Larry Bunn and Paul Gray. Each is calling in from California. I'll let them tell you exactly where they're calling in from.
and they will tell us all about barbecue grilling as a blind or visually impaired person. Welcome, Larry.
Welcome, Larry. So where are you from, Larry? Where are you from, Larry?
Originally?
Well, now. Where do you live?
Right now, I live in Union City, California, which is in the Bay Area outside of San Francisco, maybe about, 23 miles outside.
And where are you from originally, now that you mentioned it?
New York.
I thought so.
New Yorker. He's a New Yorker.
I detected a little attitude. I thought so.
He's a New Yorker.
How about you, Paul?
Paul, where are you from, Paul?
I'm born and raised in Sacramento. I've traveled around the world, but I brought myself back around my mom and dad and family and brothers, and now I'm back in Sacramento.
There you go. Very nice.
Today, we're going to have these two young men talk about...
And Gary.
Well, no, he's the host, co-host, but right now I'm going to have Paul and Larry talk about barbecue. Now, basically, you folks are out there that are sighted. I'd like you to listen to the show as well, because for those folks, listen to what he's going to have to say. If you got any questions, listen to a blind man talk about how you barbecue. So if you're excited, if you want to call in, you're more than welcome to call in and ask any questions as well. If you agree or you disagree, you have something to add, ask them any question you want. You're listening to the show and you're excited, more than welcome. And if you folks that are vision impaired and blind, you're more than welcome to call in and ask Larry and Paul any questions. Okay, so which one of you two want to go up first about talking about barbecue?
I'll let Paul go first.
Paul, you're going to go first? Okay.
Yeah, why not? Well, you know, my name is Paul Gray. I'm from Sacramento. I was diagnosed as a 16-year-old in high school with a disease that immediately killed my optic nerve. But I started off grilling with my dad, sighted, but as a 3 or 4 year old, I mean, I'm not kidding. I would, my first opportunity was to light or to get the coals in order for my dad. And it was our time, you know, to bond. And I think that's what barbecuing is. It's bonding, whether it's your dad, your friends, your dad's friends. It's a great place.
This meeting is being recorded.
Experience food, and who doesn't love food? Family, friends, holidays. You know, we do nothing but cook, and we have to eat every day, and why not make it a special occasion? And so when I lost my sight, I didn't let that affect me because it's such a special thing. And really, with just some skills and a lot of trial and error, don't get me wrong, there's been great experiences, but there's been also some bad experiences. But, I mean, you just really have to do it and experience it, and like anything else, you do it enough. You develop a system, you're not afraid, and great food is nothing but lovely. And I love the flavor, I love the system, I love the experience, I love it all. And so it's part of my tradition, whether it's family or friends or holidays. So it's a passion of mine.
All right, Larry, let's hear yourself. Yeah. Larry.
Yeah, well, you know, I think, believe it or not, Paul and I come from, we're brothers from a different mother, you know, it's just about grilling.
Uh-huh.
I've been visually impaired all my life. I was born 2 pounds with too much oxygen in an incubator. So growing up in Brooklyn, my father would get together with some church members, and they would barbecue and sell the barbecue dinners. The ribs were so hard. They were hard. They were crunchy. You can imagine crunchy. And at the age of 10 years old, I was growing up saying, when I get bigger, I'm going to learn how to cook ribs right. Because ribs don't have to be like this. And through trial and error, like Paul was saying, and talking to a lot of people, that's one thing you got to do is get some information from people who've been there and done that. And I don't care if they're sighted or not, because they can give you some information that you will adapt in your own way as far as cooking on the grill.
100%.
So everybody's got different ways. Lots of good ways they have. So got to ask around.
Yep. Get information. How do you do that?
And the grilling community is, you should never be afraid to share a recipe or a trick or, any idea you have. I love to share anything new I find out, or I'm not afraid to experiment either. So I think the key is to always have an open mind and an open ear, and, you know, willing to share is important. I'm always willing to give a good recipe or a new system I learned.
Well, I'm going to tell you, being a New Yorker as I am, I share, but there's one thing I don't share, and that's my barbecue sauce.
That's right, pretty much secret.
I'd have to shoot you if I give you the recipe.
Well, I don't trust you with the gun, Larry, so I'd be willing to steal it.
Okay.
Gary?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you ask your first question?
Okay. How would you introduce a person to cooking on a grill, either gas or charcoal, if they've never done it before? How would you sort of explain how to approach the idea of it?
Well, number one, I would say they would have to be very interested in cooking, for one thing. If you're not interested, it'll get old real quick.
Right.
And then the next thing I would say is decide whether you want gas or charcoal. And once
Which would you prefer? Which would you prefer to use, the charcoal or the gas?
For me, it depends on what I'm cooking.
Okay.
If I'm looking for a real good barbecue flavor, I'll use the charcoal grill.
All right.
If I'm looking for something quick, like I want to throw a couple of steaks on and get them on, or a couple of burgers, I'll use the gas grill. See, because I have both.
Right. I have to interrupt you for a second. For a blind person, it's different, I assume. Would you say I'm right? Is it different for a sighted person versus a blind person as far as whether you use gas or charcoal?
Yes. Very much
so. I would say it depends on your experience. If I was going to start someone off from very beginning, I would say, no matter if it's charcoal or gas, you have an oven that's outdoors, right? So I mean you have an oven, and you have a certain degrees, and you have a certain temperature, and then the meat has to rise to a certain temperature. Now the reason it's outside is the charcoal Weber or whatever is charcoal is going to have a little bit more flavor. The gas is going to be easy to control, and it's going to be easy to turn on, and it's going to have less flavor. But one thing I wanted to really point out, because growing up, there was a stigma, you didn't do gas grills, and you didn't do that because it was too easy. It wasn't work. It wasn't flavorful. But let me tell you this. There's a right time and a right piece of meat for a gas grill. You know, if I come home late from work and I want a grilled chicken breast, I'm not going to spend the time to light my grill, wait 30 minutes, or just maybe just a brat or a hot dog. So a gas grill has a purpose and a timing for it, for everybody.
Absolutely.
I don't care what the stigma is. It is a push button. You have a light.
Yep.
You have a 350 degree oven. That's outdoors all of a sudden,
yep.
Especially who in the summertime wants to heat up an oven in their house.
Right.
Right.
And I say for that too, is the gas, you can regulate your heat, the way, whatever you want, where it's, you got to cook perfect timing. Basically, when you got the charcoal, you got to get the controls up and then get them hot, get them glowing red, which, you know, people can't see. They've never seen. They wouldn't know what a glowing red is. Then you got to get them down to a white. And then get a nice heat up. Now you got shot. You do your cooking.
But
or
you can
the
time
gas grill, you can just, yes, you can time it,
you,
but it's a lot more
you
difficult.
You can time that. But you see, here's the difference in passions. Because you will find a lot of
people who barbecue and grill have different passions. And I can tell you, honestly, I can remember not too long ago, 1 o'clock in the morning, wanting to eat some hot dogs, and I lit a charcoal grill for the hot dogs just because of the flavor. But what I want to say is this. No matter what grill you pick, whether it's going to be charcoal or gas, you have to learn it before you light it.
Yes.
What do you think is safer for a blind person? What do you think is safer?
It depends on the blind person, actually.
For you, Michael, it'll be gas.
What I would recommend, no matter what, you have to be super organized. I would say gas is easier, and just being super organized. People are afraid of lighting charcoal, but it's really not the flame. You let it get to, when the flame goes down, it's about the heat, and you can feel heat from a distance. It's really after you get past that fear of the flame and feeling the heat is a huge confidence booster.
I guess Kingsford Matchlight I always use because that's a good charcoal and pretty much all of it burns. If you go get a cheap charcoal, you're gonna be messing around and wasting too much time on the grill. Agree?
I have to 100% agree. I don't think I buy unless I buy lump coal because I'm smoking and there's a lot of
right.
But I mean, Kingsford, if I'm using charcoal, it's long, low and slow, and it burns a long time.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Michael, why don't you throw out the phone number, and during the break, if anybody wants to start lining up to ask some calls after we come back from the break, which will be
phone number to call in. 2 minutes. Hope you can do it. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you want to ask Larry a question or a Paul.
Just call during the break and just hang on.
Yeah, call during the break. We'll be going to break in about a minute. And when we come back, we'll have you come on and talk to Larry and Paul. I would like to know how you start the barbecue.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. How you start it up if you're blind. How do you start one up? When you come back, let's plan on how you start it, talking about how you start up, you know, a fireplace in the first place if you're blind.
The grill. Yeah. Gary,
fireplace is the next week.
What do you say?
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxys.com
That's DUXSYS.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we are back. That's right, we are back.
Larry Bunn and Paul Gray and Gary. Gary Sinclair.
If you don't know anything about barbecuing, especially if you're vision impaired and blind, listen to these two fellas, Paul and Larry. Even though they're from the West Coast, they say they can barbecue pretty good. They're both blind. And if you folks are excited, you're more than welcome to call in too. Listen to guys from the West Coast who say they know how to barbecue. Phone number to call in if you want to call in is 407-894-1680. If you want to talk to Paul or Larry, even though they're from the West Coast, and you want to say something, you want to ask them a question about barbecuing, 407-894-1680. Okay, Larry, let's hear it. How you start a fire in a barbecue?
Okay, so I'm assuming you're referring to charcoal first. And I have two methods that I like to use. One is a charcoal chimney, a charcoal starter chimney. You put your charcoals in the top, and underneath the bottom, you ball up newspaper, and it has little holes around the sides. You stick it under there, and you light it with a match, and it lights your charcoals. When you feel the real heat going, I'd say about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, you dump it inside your charcoal grill, and then you add some fresh coals on top of it, and you're ready.
Okay, first, I got to ask you a question, Larry.
I'd like to know where he puts the chimney.
No, but I got to ask the first question. How do you know what a chimney is if you're blind? How do you know? I mean, my wife said it, so she told me where the chimney is.
I
can't say that. But the point is, I'm blind. So if she didn't tell me, how would you know what a chimney is?
Okay, so a chimney is a chimney is a chimney.
I don't mind like a teepee.
You think of a cylinder, and underneath you can put charcoals, and underneath you put newspaper, and on the inside on top you put the charcoals.
Yep.
And you can release
it. You set it in your grill.
Right.
Right.
And you light it while it's sitting in the grill.
Oh, is that what you do? We were lighting it on the ground or on cement.
No. Set it in the grill, because the reason why, if it tips over, you're in the grill.
Yeah.
But
Can I say something?
We have a caller, too.
We have a caller right now. I'd like to talk to you. Caller, where you from, caller? Where you from?
I'm calling from Sanford.
And can't hear you.
I think that's Peter.
And I'd like to ask...
caller?
It's Peter.
Yes.
Where are you from, Peter? Caller?
Peter from Sanford. I'd like to ask about the charcoal.
Can't hear you.
I can't hear him.
Maybe Peter needs to talk louder.
I cannot hear the person who's calling in.
Hold on, I can hear him. He said something about a smoker.
He can hear you.
What's his
Give
first
him a minute,
name?
He'll be back. Hold on. Peter, go ahead. You got the floor.
Oh, Peter, okay.
Yeah. Hello. Hello?
Okay, Pete. Yes.
Okay, I wanted to ask, what's the best charcoal, the instant charcoal or the regular charcoal? That's kind of an easy question. You never, ever want to buy instant charcoal. It will change the flavor of your meat. It is soaked in gasoline.
That's right. We learned that.
It is. It will completely change the flavor of your meat. It is easy to light, but it is not worth ruining. It is the last thing you ever want to do.
Okay.
I mean, and I'm just being completely honest. The chimney, which is a metal cylinder, has two departments. You fill the top department, which is three-fourths of it, with charcoal. The bottom has a special department for paper.
Okay.
And you can use a match or lighter. And they have these snake lighters now that can bend, and you can literally put it underneath and light it and walk away for 20 minutes, like Larry said, and then just turn around and dump it right in the Weber itself.
Uh-huh.
So if you're going to use charcoal...
Right.
I mentioned the chimney, but my favorite way of lighting charcoal is having an electric starter. And what this is an iron loop with a handle, and you plug it in. So what you do is you put a bed of charcoal in the bottom of the grill, you lay this loop on top of the charcoal, and then you put more charcoal on top of that. Then you plug it in. 9 minutes, your charcoals are going.
Wow.
I have to interrupt. I got something else. There's something, it's called a cube. What's these cubes called, Lynn? The one we use.
Oh, yeah, it's just all natural.
It's a natural.
You break it off.
You break it off. It's like wood.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's wood, and it's small, about the size of a thumb, and you put it near the coals. Lynn just said, underneath the chimney. And I lit it myself as a blind person, and it caught on right away. So if you light, all you have to do is light the cubes, and it lit the charcoal.
And these, they have some that are, as long as it's not changing the flavor or...
Yeah. Right. See, what I was going to say, what makes it light is the chemical inside of it. We're talking about pure.
But they're supposedly making organic. But again, you just be careful. As long as it's not changing the flavor of the coal, or adding any type of a chemical smell to it.
Right.
But other than that, those little quick starter lights. I mean, if it was a compounded, like coal bound thing, it would be fine. But you just got to be careful and check the ingredients.
Yeah, I have a question, Larry and Paul, because it's getting a little bit late. How do you know when the meat is cooked?
Well, again, there's a few different ways that, growing up, I taught about
you know, touching the, my thumb and doing the finger trick. Larry can describe later, but I mean, I if it's a big piece of meat like a pork butt or like a, you know, a ribeye or a prime rib, if it's something over 5-10 pounds, I'll use a talking thermometer, or I'll use an Apple grill, an iGrill, so my phone will read the temperature of the meat inside. But if it's just a steak or a piece of chicken, it's going to be, I'm going to use my touch and experience. And, you know, maybe I'll pull one off and cut it and touch it and kind of see if it's still pink inside. But it really, I use a timing system, a touch system, or a thermometer. Larry, what do you got?
And the same thing here, except that the way I found out about the timing system, and I have to go back to this company again, Weber, they have a hotline that you can call, and they will tell you, like, if you're using an iGrill or if you're using a talking instant read thermometer, they can tell you what the temperature of a piece of meat that you should be looking for. And that's how I learned, and I started finding out about cooking charts for the grill.
Right.
And I look for the internal temperature. Now, there's some things I cook that I don't worry about the internal temperature because I know how much time to give it.
Right. I do that, too.
And to be honest, the timing effect, it goes even back to an oven, right? If you're going to cook a chicken breast in the oven, it's, what, 350 or 375 for a certain time. So then I relate that to the grill. I go, well, if my grill's probably roughly 375, I'm going to check it and flip it at 10 minutes because I know it takes 20 minutes total. So, and then the timing thing is all a gauge. It's getting me close. Right. But then I will use my fingers. I will touch that piece of meat. And after time, I developed a good touch. So it's not like it's magic or anything. I mean, you will mess some up. You won't. But again, the timing, I know I have a certain amount of the oven would take this long with a piece of meat or chicken breast or chicken thigh. You know, bone in, bone out. They all have different timings and temperatures. And you can find, you know, a piece of lamb or a piece of pork or a piece of chicken. They all need to be a certain degrees when you pull it off. So
one more thing I want to say, as you do this more often, you will get to know the smell.
Right.
You can get to know that smells really close and my time is not corresponding with the smell. Then you check it. But doing it a lot.
If I could add on to my technique a little bit, Michael knows, and I've always said to our listeners out there, I do my cooking by listening. I hear the sizzle, and I can tell when by the sizzle. And then I have another technique with the 30-foot chicken breast on a gas grill. I put my burners down on low and take the top rack, and I always put a little spike ham on the rack so something don't stick to it. But go ahead and set your piece of chicken breast up on that rack and close your lid for half an hour. And 9 out of 10 times, that piece of chicken is done in a half hour on the top rack. Now, for
Larry and Paul. Can I say one more thing? Can I say one more thing real quick?
Yeah, one more thing. One more thing.
The worst thing you can do is keep checking it.
Yeah.
Put that lid down and let it cook because every time you raise that lid, you're changing the internal temperature of the grill.
Good point.
And thank you very much for coming on both of you. We'll have to have you on again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have to do this again.
Because it wasn't enough time to talk enough. Thank you very much for coming on for Larry and Paul. Thank you so much.
Appreciate having you on the show. You guys have been incredible. I appreciate every one of you guys.
Thank you. I want to have you back.
Yep. I had a good day with you guys. We got more to talk about.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night out there in California.
Good night to both of you. Thank you so much for coming on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Thank you.
Be safe out there, buddy.
Good night to both of you. We'll have to have you back. Yeah. Thank you. Right now, it's time for trivia. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. I wonder who is singing this song? It's trivia time. Who is singing this song?
trucks are hailing over Little Eden tonight. Forcing a light into all those stony faces left stranded on this warm July. Downtown the circuits full of switchblade lovers, so fast, so shiny, so sharp. As the wizards play down on Pinball Way, on the boardwalk way past dark. And the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1610. Who is singing the song? Okay, Chris. So the question is, who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. Do you know who's singing that song? And by the way, Larry and Paul from California, two barbecuers, and they know their stuff. We'll have to have them back. Hope you learned something by it. And you cite it, folks. I know that you know how to barbecue, at least you think you do. But if you listen to these two fellows that are blind, think about what they're telling you, because you might have learned something, even though you're sighted, you might have learned something from two blind fellas.
Michael, I'm glad that Larry brought up about the instant charcoal cubes, because I bought that first, and then I found out that it tastes terrible when you barbecue, and I brought it back, and we got the old-fashioned regular charcoal briquette.
Yeah, we love those cubes, yeah. Though. Those cubes.
No,
make
I don't
it.
Mean. No, I mean the actual charcoal.
Yeah. I'm saying those little cubes.
Oh no, we don't want it to taste lousy, so we brought it back. So that was a good point that Larry made.
Yeah, well, I tell you, we're gonna have to do that again. We still got a lot more to talk about. I say we got to do that again because we got a lot more to talk about. Definitely.
Sure.
Anybody calling in yet?
Maybe we'll have them back on Labor Day weekend.
No, not yet.
Yeah, that'd be a good time.
Yeah.
Nobody? They might not never call in.
I think that was a tough one.
No.
Get out of here. That voice, come on.
That's a tough one there.
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't even know.
Gary, you believe that? Nobody's called in for your song?
Yeah.
I can't believe that. I don't recognize that voice. They should have got that voice right away.
Yeah, it's a rock. It's a hard spot between a rock and a hard spot. You know, it sounds like Elvis Presley, and then it sounds like Muddy Waters all at the same time. So it's a lot going on with the voice.
By the way, I want to remind everybody, if you live in the Central Florida area and you're looking for employment, whether you're sighted or blind, it doesn't matter. Lighthouse Central Florida, Lighthouse Works has job openings if you're interested. So give them a call. 407-898-2483. They have really great jobs in their call center if you're interested.
I cannot believe the phones are not ringing off the charts. I can't believe it. That's
well, if
an
I gotta
easy
ask,
one.
I'm going to ask something for that song. You know, they need to call in. But if anybody wants to give us a call and tell us what you did on your 4th of July day or last night, how you watched your fireworks or whatever you did that was meaningful to you last night. So we can talk about that, too. Still the 4th of July.
Yeah, it is.
Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
I still have our flags out front. I'll have to bring them in tonight.
Yeah. I cannot believe nobody's calling in to recognize that voice.
Hey, Michael, how could they get in touch with you if they have any suggestions or ideas for a show or just want to talk to you? How do they do that?
They can call me at write to me at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you missed any part of the show, you want to look at our website, check it out. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org, blind and beyond. Don't forget the A&D, and blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check us out.
It's 4 years of radio shows.
Chris,
Wait a second, Gary. Chris, anybody there yet? I cannot believe it. When I tell in a minute, I'm going to tell the name because it's, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do another one at the other side of this tower.
Yeah, well, we'll do another trivia course, but I'm just saying I'll have to tell them because I cannot believe nobody knew who's listening. Chris?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to go right into it right here. We got a caller calling all the way from Jupiter, Florida, by way of Jersey. She's a Jersey gal, but she's calling all the way from over yonder around the corner on the planet of Jupiter. Diane, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Diane said she
so
said...
you're calling it from New Jersey or Jupiter?
Girl. I'm calling you from Jupiter.
But she's but
I know the answer. Wait.
Are you sighted or visually impaired?
No, I'm sighted.
Okay. Well, I don't care. I don't. I'm just happy to have you aboard. That's all. Yeah. I'm curious. Okay, so who do you think singing?
That's Bruce Springsteen.
100% right.
Ah, you got it. Yeah.
Nobody called him right away.
I'm surprised nobody else called.
I know. I can't believe it. Asbury Park.
Why for it? Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
See,
it pays for the Blimey on Radio Show. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy Subway.
Are you driving around? Or how did you happen to find the show?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Are you listening on the radio?
Do I listen? Yeah.
In your car? Yep. Are you in your car?
No, I'm home.
I heard a dog.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I'm home.
All right.
Well, I'm outside.
This will be my first time taking
up. Hang up. Give your name and address so we can send everything off the air.
Diane, hold.
Nice seeing you.
Okay.
Hold on one moment. This will be my first time taking an email and information from someone from Jupiter. This is going to be awesome. From Jupiter to Earth.
And Mars.
Well, I actually told a blind friend of mine about your show, and she's thrilled.
Thank
so
you.
She listens every week too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Where are you from in New Jersey?
I'm from Bergen County, Washington Township originally.
Okay, so guess where I'm from?
Where?
Not Washington Westwood. Township.
Hillsdale.
Get out of here! Yeah. Wow. My grandfather lives in Hillsdale on Large Avenue.
Yeah, she's right around the corner.
Wow.
Small world, Diane.
All right, Diane, hold on one moment.
It sure is.
Okay,
all right, thank you.
Chris, just name and phone number, and we'll have to talk another time. That's great.
Okay.
Nice meeting you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for calling.
Friend.
Okay.
I hope she's listening, or he's listening.
Well, is that something? She's from your neck of the woods.
Washington Township.
Next township over. Where's that restaurant I used to like to
Washington
with it?
Township.
No kidding. That's Washington Township. I should ask if she knows the place.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Get her phone number, okay? If you hear us.
Roger that.
What's the name of that restaurant?
Okay, roger that. Good. Get her phone number.
What's the name of that restaurant I used to love in Washington Township? We're going to break. Hey, folks, we're going to break. Don't go away. We shall be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We have a lot more coming up. Second hour coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.